podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Like, shouldn't there be an advanced thing on this volume mixer?
There should.
It's speakers. There's a drop-down menu. No, I don't want to change speakers. Asshole!
There's angry Tim we know and love.
Open up control panels and then look for sound in there.
Okay.
All right. You got it?
No. I said, okay, I won't start doing that.
Okay.
I'm glad we're recording on this. 8 minutes of gold.
Indeed.
Comedy gold, people. Are you prepared? I don't think you are.
Balance. Got it.
Yep.
So.
Andy's so smart.
Say things.
Hello.
Hello. We are saying things in your ear.
I am talking in your face.
In my face?
In your face.
All right. Well, now we're all good to go.
All right.
No echo for us this week.
Well, oh, there'll be some other problem.
Shh. It's going to go magically delicious.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tamcast.
I have a podcast I do with my two old roommates. Our names are Tim, Andy, and Noah, so we call it Tamcast because we are not creative. And basically we talk about movies and TV and, you know, current events, but really it's just an excuse for us to get together about once a week and insult each other's mothers for about an hour, and it's good time. But it's filled with inappropriate content, inappropriate language. Like, our most popular bit is this debate we did about whether or not you could stop Superman from raping you if you wanted to. Yeah, spoiler alert, no. It's gonna happen. And happy thoughts. But if you ask, like, if you're clean on stage, why do you have this sweaty podcast? The best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Like you're in church and someone cuts off.
Tamcast.
Welcome to Tamcast.
Motherfuckers.
Tamcast back again.
Cheesy as hell.
I just eat a lot of cheese and then poop too much.
Poop make you and cheese then, or make you constipated?
And then I get tired. Beavis and Butthead are back.
But before they're back, I'm Tim, the T in Tamcast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tamcast.
Andy, tell me more about Beavis and Butthead.
You shut the fuck up and say your name, nigga.
Beavis and Butthead have an A in it. They have a T in it.
Ha, I'm Noah, the A in Tamcast, and I have hemorrhoids.
It be, be, be. Why do I sound like that?
I don't know. Why do you sound like that? Maybe because you are a piece of shit.
I'm Noah, the A in Tamcast.
And when you hear this sound, that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes.
Changing topics. That was one of the strangest...
Changing topics from what?
from what you were just talking about. That was a really strange episode of Doug Loves Movies. Have you listened to it yet, Tim?
With the characters from Comedy Bang Bang?
Yes.
Oh, it was awesome. You don't listen to Comedy Bang Bang, so
no.
You weren't aware of those characters ahead of time. So it was like three old favorites for me.
At first, I thought it was like actual, like, real people, like, that had come in. And when he started talking in that weird voice, I was like the Trooper Copper voice, I'm like, this did not sound like it's a real thing. I'm like, is it really Cake Boss there? No, Cake Boss is not there.
No.
Cake Boss!
It was funny, but it was just so weird.
That's Paul F. Tompkins, the guy who does Andrew Lloyd Webber and Ice-T, and he does like a bunch of different characters on that show, and they're all funny.
And so he's just switching voices on the fly, like when he...
Oh no, there was three different dudes there.
Oh, there was.
Yeah. I think Nick Kroll does El Chupacabra, and I don't know who does that other guy.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Paul F. Tompkins, because that's
they were talking over each other.
I thought they were, but I don't know.
And I was like, this guy's fucking talented.
That's why I thought, like, this guy's fucking amazing. He's so quick on the fly. Fucking come up with his own... respond to his own jokes.
I can't remember what the setup was, but El Chupacabra was on Comedy Bang Bang, and he went, boing, that was my penis. That has always stuck in my craw. It's funny.
No, sticking in your craw means you couldn't swallow it.
That's how big a penis it was.
All right.
Yeah.
Good night, folks.
Yeah, keeping it classy.
Okay.
So Beavis and Butthead are back.
Beavis and Butthead are back.
Don't care.
My TiVo has yet to pick up a new episode, but...
Knock, knock, who's there? I don't care.
Classic.
The last time Beavis and Butthead were on, Clinton was in the White House. 9/11 hadn't happened, and high schoolers currently alive today weren't.
Oh, man, that's why 9/11 happened. They fucking canceled Beavis and Butthead.
Yep.
They're like, no more Beavis and Butthead, jihad like a motherfucker. I was fucking racist as fuck.
Where is my cornolio? I love that I'm totally doing the stereotypical Indian guy. Oh, my various gods.
I went to Slushy.
You know who doesn't love it? Our Indian listeners. Fucking racists.
I wonder if... do we have Indian listeners?
Probably.
Indian listeners, write in.
No, we probably have Indian listener. Our reach is wide, but very shallow.
Well, we have a broad demographic. This is Op-Ed, our Indian listener.
Op-Ed?
I don't know. I don't know like Indian names, to be honest.
Isn't that like a type of story? Like an op-ed piece?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Well.
Isn't that also the name of the guy in Community? Op-Ed? Am I saying it right?
Oh.
Oh, maybe.
You probably have to ask somebody who watches Community.
Yeah.
I am not that person.
I think it's Op-Ed.
Yes, but you were asking, and we can't answer.
Or we won't, because fuck you, that's why.
Oh. That's not nice. Ah. So, who's doing Chupacabra on, like, Paul Tompkins?
No, I think it was Nick Kroll.
Oh, okay. Is he the one that did the boying?
Yeah.
That was my penis.
He didn't do it on that episode. He did it on something else on Comedy
Bang Bang. Right.
Yep. I just Googled it. Nick Kroll, Chupacabra.
I think I got to start listening to Comedy Bang Bang.
Hang on a second. What?
I do enjoy me some Paul F. Tompkins.
It was. You were listening to the episode where they changed the name to Comedy Bang Bang.
You should get her own headphone. Get her on this show sometimes.
They want you to have your own headphone and be on the show sometime.
No, we want you to replace Tim.
I wanted to be like, do you remember on...
she was in the middle of talking to Michael and worked in a nope right in the middle of it.
Remember the guy on the Tom Green show that would just sit in the background and just interact every once in a while?
Nope.
Yep.
I want Dill to be like that. Like, not saying much, but every once in a while she'll just pop in like, oh, what episode of Comedy Bang Bang? What's that when they change the name? Or, Tim, you're telling the story totally wrong. This is how it went down.
I'm sure she'd like that part.
No, I'm sure her occasional interaction would be...
All right. So,
well, now that Andy's brought it to a grinding halt, why don't we do some 10 laughs?
Fuck you. That was funny.
We'll see. We'll see in the comments if anybody says that was funny.
Mm. They won't, because all the people who thought it was funny are illiterate.
And 10 laughs.
It's 10 laughs time. It's time for 10 laughs. We'll read some jokes sent in by you when you laugh off your ass. It's the world we're mocking when we make fun of your mom. It's true, we make a darker day, and you know what I mean.
This one is from...
your mother!
No!
My mother!
This one is from the capital letters, number one redheaded Disney freak, Tancast fan, Leslie.
All right, the.
A little girl was walking, talking, and walking. She might have been walking.
No, little girl, don't walk!
She was walk-talking.
Stop!
She was
in the name of love.
She was walkie-talkie.
I'm walkie and I'm talkie. Good old Brian Regan.
I was reading about the walkie-talkie. And I read it was a military invention. That surprised me, because usually military stuff has strong names, you know? Apache helicopter, Tomahawk missile, walkie-talkie. Look, I'm walkie and I'm talkie. Now you walkie and talkie, General. I'm walkie and talkie. Are you walkie and talkie?
That's a funny bit. I never even thought about it until he mentioned it. He's talking about naming the walkie-talkie as opposed to naming other things. For our listeners and Andy, who may not have known what I was talking about.
Oh, I knew.
Oh.
I've seen Brian Regan live like 3 times. I have seen him do that bit within spitting distance.
Did you try to spit on him?
No.
Because that would be not nice.
That's a great bit.
How far can you spit, Andy?
Oh, I can spit pretty far.
Is it your spitting distance or his spitting distance?
Well,
that's interesting. Do we know Brian Reagan's spinning distance?
He had elevation on me, so
this is true.
Hang on, I'll put it out on Twitter, see if anybody knows Brian Reagan's spinning distance.
So if you started to back up, he would be able to spit on you farther than you would be able to spit on him.
Well, then
depends. Spit on you.
Now, if we had both been on the stage, then we both would have been able to spit farther than if we'd both been in the audience. But it really depends on whether he can outspit me just, you know, from a standing start. Like, if we're both on equal footing.
Oh, like maybe his advantage would just make him even if you're an awesome spitter?
Yeah. Maybe I kick ass at spitting.
I don't know.
There's Brian Reagan on Twitter, but he's not certified. I don't think it's him.
Nope.
Brian Reagan, how far can you spit? Let us know.
But all he is posting his dates. I can't imagine somebody pretending to be Brian Reagan just to post his dates.
Maybe Brian Reagan doesn't care about Twitter's approval.
All right, well.
Brian Reagan doesn't give a shit.
He's like Honey Badger.
Yep.
Honey Badger don't give a shit. I think that guy did another move, another video, and it wasn't as good.
He's done many other videos.
Oh, actually, I think specifically, I think he was doing a video for like some award show or something, and I watched it. I'm like, no, sorry, it's just not as good. May have been lightning in the bottle, my friend.
Mm-hmm. That was one time awesome. So, little girl walking and talking.
No, just talking.
Okay, just twalking.
Twatking. She's a twat.
She's king twat.
Little girl was talking to her teacher about whales. The teacher said it was physically impossible for a whale to...
Keep going.
No.
Provide some background noise.
It's not helping.
You sound like a sad Trekkie.
You sound like you're a fucking haunted.
You said it's not like a sad Trekkie?
Trekkie.
Oh, Trekkie.
Because it kind of sounded like the Star Trek theme, but just, you know, you were crying over it while trying to sing it.
Well, also, you just seem sort of like sad and alone.
All right, well, back to the whale. Teacher said it was physically impossible for a whale to swallow a human because even though it was a very large mammal, the throat was very small. The little girl stated that Jonah was swallowed by a whale. Irritated, the teacher reiterated that a whale could not swallow a human. It was physically impossible. The little girl said, "When I get to heaven, I will ask Jonah." The teacher asked, "What if Jonah went to hell?" The girl replied, "Then you can ask him."
Oh, zing-a-dong-ding!
That's a pro-faith joke.
Apparently.
We don't have time for that shit here.
Or apparently it's a pro-little kids believe what their parents tell them.
And this one doesn't really work. Because it's a text joke, but grammar is important, especially capitalization. It is the only way to correctly help your Uncle Jack off a horse instead of helping your Uncle Jack off a horse. Uncle Jack was capitalized and then it wasn't. So Uncle Jack off a horse, as in killing it. Uncle Jack off a horse, as in making it come. Dirty.
As in killing it?
Yeah.
How about just dismounting the horse?
I like how Tim went to a very dark place. Sometimes a horse gotta die. This horse has been giving me shit all this time. That horse needs to go down.
Off that motherfucker.
Ba 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 ba. They eat some oats, we kill a fucking horse.
That's the Chicago way. Picture me and Uncle Jack with our guns cocked sideways, just clackety clack 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 clack. All right, let's see if
all
I can...
Uncle Jack, get to clapping.
See if I can get to these last ones. This last one. Two men were walking down the street one cloudy day when they saw three hot ladies sunbathing naked on their front lawn. I like how this is starting. The first guy asks, "Why are they sunbathing when the sun's not even out?" The second guy says, "Oh, they're not sunbathing. That's a whorehouse. They're having a yard sale."
I'll take one of those and one of those.
Pulled out some win at the end.
I and some other friends of ours used to all work over by Santa Clara University, and one of our favorite pastimes on our way either to or from lunch was making sure to drive past the university. All the houses right up against it were apparently rented by hot co-eds who love to sunbathe in the front.
By whores. Dirty whores.
Yep, dirty college whores. So we always drove very slow.
And creeped them out. Good job.
So the very Leslie that was I was just reading her tan laugh replied to me on Twitter and said her husband says it's approximately 73 inches. That's also what she said. This is in response to Brian Regan's spinning distance.
I figured.
In case you've forgotten.
Oh, I did not forget.
Never forget.
I'm glad that one of our listeners had that bit of data just, you know, right there.
seems a little suspect. I think we might want to check his facts, but it's a good starting distance.
All right, so
we can use
our
it
listener,
to make preliminary calculations.
Speaking of listeners, our listener Jonathan sent in this next tan laugh. Why don't blondes eat bananas?
Because they always try to shove them in their cooch.
Because they can't find the zipper.
I was close.
Yep.
No, I wasn't close at
all. You were close. It was a banana for penis joke.
Apparently, zippers are designed that if you zip them up and then flip the little tab down, they're supposed to lock.
Yeah, there's a little tooth on the back of the zipper, if you look really closely, and it kind of wedges itself in between some of the little teeth in the zipper.
I guess
it's like a little wedge.
Because someone came up with a way to stop their zipper from going down, and then on Reddit, and then people are like, well, why don't you just flip it down? It's supposed to lock.
Yeah. Some of the other ones, I think, have like a little internal mechanism that, like, when you pull the zipper up, it like pulls an internal tooth out as opposed to it being part of the actual little lever that you're flipping. But I'm pretty sure on Levi's that the little tooth thing that grabs the zipper teeth is part of the little lever that you grab. I don't know what all the parts of a zipper are called.
Andy, like, you are not a zipper expert.
I'm trying to describe this while pointing at my own crotch and then realizing, no, Andy, this is radio, not television.
Yeah, Andy's pointing at his own crotch.
I was imagining pointing your own crotch just for different reasons.
All right.
All right.
All right, I got some tan laughs from my buddy Todd. Hey, Todd, how you doing? You doing all right?
What's
cool?
What's up, player? Player Todd.
Play on, player.
I almost put his name as Tan Laughs instead of Todd.
Wife says to husband, if you start riding that new bicycle I bought you for work, we can get rid of the second car. He replies, if you take up the ass, let me come on your face, we can get rid of the nanny. Now, that logic, I mean, I guess eventually you can get rid of the nanny because then you won't have any more kids. Or you can use condoms or birth control. But you still have to have the nanny for a little while because the kid's not going away, right? Unless come on your face makes the kid disappear.
Or unless they got some sort of pre-kid nanny. Like, oh, we're going to need a nanny someday, so we hired one.
Yep. Hold on to her. Wait, I'm sorry. Fucking your ass, come on your face. We can get rid of the nanny. It's cool. what's the difference?
You hang out down here. I'm going to go fertilize her.
Now, then again, though, if he fucks the comes in... whatever. Never mind. I'm moving on.
You know, if he just fucks the nanny, he can get rid of the wife.
Yeah, but then he could have a baby with a nanny like Arnold, so...
I was just going to say, yeah, you got to be careful with those nannies. They're very fertile, especially the Mexican ones.
Oh, racist.
Was she Mexican?
Wasn't she? Actually, you know what? I might have just assumed.
No, I was asking because I'm pretty sure she was. So
okay.
I'm trying to prove I'm not racist. I'm just repeating facts.
No, I mean, racist as Mexicans are fertile.
That Mexican was fertile. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, that specific Mexican.
Well, you said
anything
specifically
you draw
the
from
Mexican
there
ones.
Is all your own racism.
No.
What's the difference between an illegal Mexican and E.T.?
My dick.
E.T. looked better, smelled better, learned English, didn't claim benefits, and had his own fucking bike, and wanted to go home.
Wow.
That's fucking hateful.
I didn't know we were getting jokes from the Tea Party.
I got this text from my brother recently. It read, can I stay at your house for a while? The old lady kicked me out after she caught me measuring my cock. It reaches the back of her sister's throat.
Well played.
Good one.
See, that's someone everybody can enjoy on both sides of the aisle.
I was begging this nice lady on our kitchen table when we heard the front door open. She said, it's my husband. Quick, try the back door. Thinking back, I really should have ran, but you don't get offers like that every day. And for some reason, that one has little red asterisks by it. I don't know what that means. Maybe that's for the anus, the bloody anus, after you just jammed it in her asshole.
Jiminy Christmas.
Possibly.
You know, speculating. Tim.
Noah.
I'm sorry for not calling you on New Year's. I just got out of jail. I got locked up for punching the fuck out of this idiot at a party. In my defense, when you hear an Arab counting down from 10, your instincts kick in. Oh, that's back to racism.
Welcome back, racism.
I got two more. I saw a fortune teller the other day. She told me I would come into some money. Last night I fucked a girl called Penny. Is that spooky or what?
I don't know what was with my laugh right there.
And last, but certainly not least, the missus asked me, when you're on your boys trip away, do you think of me? Apparently, only to stop myself from coming too quickly wasn't the right answer.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Fucking wow.
Oh, my. Wow. I'm going on a limb and say, no, that's never the right answer.
Whew. That's going to be an awkward household from then on.
Yeah. You think? Maybe? A little bit?
Yeah.
Hey, honey, how's it going? Fuck you. All right, yo.
For a second, I thought Noah was talking to one of his roommates. I was like, what?
You got me so hateful.
No, the hey, honey, how's it going? I was what's going on over there?
I'll keep going with
Then you did the fuck you. I'm like, oh, he's in a little skit.
Yeah, see, I thought it was just a hot girl walking by your window again. I thought you were mock shouting down to her.
It's cold. It's so cold, and I don't know what time it is. What time
it is
it, baby?
We turned the heat on today.
Oh, shit. Look at Ball of Tim over there. Got a new job. Now he's turning on the heat and shit. Fuck. Shit.
We've had the heat on for a while. It has been chilly here.
I might buy some name brand cereal before the week is over.
Oh, shit, Paula. You should buy it from the corner store, and that'll be really expensive.
The corner store?
Yeah. You know, like, if you usually when you go to a convenience store, there's, like, a bigger markup than there is at,
like a big box.
I'm not used to convenience stores being called the corner store. Like, I picture, like, you know, Mayberry.
Oh.
Go down to the corner store and get some shit for AMB.
I mean, I would call them corner stores here. I mean, just because they're literally on the corner.
I mean, fair enough. That's just not how I refer to them. You got a problem with that? Solve it.
You know what's crazy? So, I mean, I know there's a markup for, like, alcohol, like, when you go out to a restaurant.
Oh, I was going
to
say schizophrenics, but please
continue. Yeah, they're crazy, too. But I was asking Roberto about a particular bottle of, like, wine, and I was asking him what the price was. And he told me it was $18 if you take a bottle home, $44 if you drink it there.
Yeah, that's about right.
Which is, but I mean, because it's weird, though, because, like, a lot of things, like, you know, I know it's a markup, but you don't really generally see the markup like that because you never take it home. You know, you're either going to eat it there or drink it there.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know. I'm like, hey, can I get the beer in a bottle, and I'm going to take it home with me.
Cheaper to get drunk at your place.
Generally speaking, yeah.
It's always cheaper to get drunk on my nuts.
I don't think so.
Cheaper.
All right.
Cheaper.
Fair enough.
That's right. It is fair enough. So what have you crazy kids been up to this week?
I went and saw Puss in Boots last Sunday.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There's a puss on this podcast.
Yes, but this puss is in Uggs, not boots.
Crocs, you mean?
Nope, Uggs.
Oh,
it's cold.
There you go, Andy. Are you really wearing Uggs?
No!
Oh, I was like, dear God, Andy, no.
I was about to say, did Andy just fucking admit something else that he shouldn't have?
I was like, is Andy just giving up? Like, fuck it, I'm going to wear Uggs and Crocs and failure.
You know, Andy, you should combine Crocs and Uggs and make ugly as shit shoes.
I thought no one was going to say, like, Krugs or Ox. You should make Krugs and make ugly as shit shoes.
I was actually going to try to think of something creative, but I couldn't think of anything on the fly, so I'm like, I'll just go with ugly as shit.
Yep, that worked.
It did work. I felt it worked on me.
So, Puss in Boots wasn't bad, if you care. And you don't. So, who else had a week?
It's actually, I mean, yeah, I was looking at the reviews, and, it's, you know, the reviews aren't horrible.
Yeah, I would say it wasn't as good as the first Shrek, but it was definitely better than the third or fourth Shreks.
But Shrek's not in it at all, right?
No.
Not even a cameo? Like, hey, look, I'm Shrek.
Well, my wife and son got in there before the movie started, but I was in charge of getting all the snacks, so I got in there when the movie was, like, I don't know, like a minute or two in. But yeah, unless he cameoed like really fast right up at the front, no, he wasn't in there. Hmm. And nothing of value was lost.
No donkey?
No donkey.
No Lord Farquaad?
Nope. No Lord Fuckwad.
I'm going to say I hope that it beats out Cars 2 for Best Animated Picture this year. Regardless of the fact that I don't like it.
Are you that against Cars 2?
Yep.
Well, based on...
Shame on you, Pixar. Shame on you.
Yeah. I was going to say, based on the critical reception, it'll be a cold day in hell before Cars 2 wins.
Now, are you against it because you're just against Cars in general? Not because it's a sequel, right?
Yeah, not because it's a sequel. Because it's a sequel to one of the least needed sequels in that the Pixar canon, in my opinion.
It's not a sequel to the least needed sequel.
Shut up. It's the least needed sequel in the Pixar canon. How you like that?
Yes.
All right?
All right. I'm good with that.
Mr. Stickler for decals. David Vickin, fuck it.
Yes, I'm a stickler for decals.
I like those decals. Stick them on me.
Die.
Stick some flames on my penis. It makes it go
faster.
I'm
not falsify these rules.
Listen, society says that I can pronounce these words however I want to.
All right. That's like your Ralph Garman McDonald's retarded chick.
Oh, no, it's not.
Kind of.
No, sir.
Because I'm not retarded. I just have a speech impediment. I'm not making fun of the handicapable.
Oh, you're making fun of him.
All right. So anyways, it was funny. It was clever. Yeah, it was kind of predictable.
Like, I'll have none of this.
Where it was going, but it did a good job getting there. And Puss in Boots is always funny.
Hmm. Your review has immediately become suspect by that phrase.
Yeah, I will say, I did enjoy him in the Shrek movies.
Yeah. Because he's tiny, but he's got this swagger like, I will kick your ass.
Oh, wait, he's a cat. Of course Andy likes him.
Well, he also did that thing where he's like, he would look all innocent.
Yep.
I hope Andy didn't get kicked out of the theater for stroking it. Oh, cat. Oh, cat.
Just because you're soulless, don't hate on the rest of us.
I'm not soulless. I don't like cats.
Yeah, like I said.
Tim, you're soulless.
Nope.
You soulless fuck.
You fuck yourself.
No fucks were given.
So what'd you do this week, Tim?
Something you're immediately going to make fun of me for?
All right. Bring it on.
Oh, no, I just assumed that no matter what I said, you were going to make fun of me because of the cat thing.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No, I'll wait.
I thought you were saying, like, I'm going to tell you this, and you're going to make fun of me.
No, you know why? It's because I'm not a hurtful bastard, Tim. I'm a good friend.
I don't know if that's true. I'll tell you what I did. I motherfucking won a cracked Photoshop contest, son.
Woo, woo.
Yay.
Spend that $50 all in one place.
I won't. But I also inflamed the comment section by, well, okay, here's several things, but I wrote a blog about this, but I think I'm probably going to rehash almost everything I said in that blog. Oh, wait, I never published that blog.
All right.
Oh, here we go. Get ready for goodness.
Okay.
I wrote a blog about it, but I never actually hit the thing to publish it.
Ah.
Because I felt the time had passed. So anyway, the contest was for... advertisements for products that must exist in the video game world. Like these ads must exist because these products seem to happen. And so there was a lot of people who did like pants that have some vortex to nowhere because that's the only way you can explain how you're holding so many things.
I would have done something with like automatic health.
Yeah, there was a lot of like been shot. Eat this whole chicken.
Yeah.
Bones and all.
Warrior needs food.
So one of them that made the list was it was like the shopkeeper, and it says on the top of it, I sell three things, and that's it. And it's like the old guy from Zelda, and then two bonfires inside the store, and otherwise it's pitch black. And on the window it says, buy something, will ya? And on the other side of the window it says, our prices are da bomb, and it's a picture of like a Zelda bomb.
Nice.
One of them that didn't make it, I thought was awesome. It was like this hot chick about to eat just like this big white, looked like a big pearl, and then it says pellets available everywhere.
Oh, people don't appreciate Pac-Man humor anymore.
Apparently not. But
these
the one that
kids
did
these days with their 32-bit 3D multi-depth.
But the one that did win was it was a billboard. and it had like clouds and sun and like sunlight streaming through the clouds, and it says, Konami 573, up up down down, right left B A start, and ye shall have eternal life. And then the comment section went nuts because it's up up down down left right.
It is.
And the sad part is I didn't get it right because I didn't know the code. I didn't get it right because I don't know my left from my right. So the arrows were pointing the wrong direction.
Wow. You don't fuck around with shit like that, brother.
No.
Delicious.
People were, number one should have all lost automatically because they got the code wrong.
Where nothing is but consistent.
My favorite was somebody said that number one shouldn't have won because he got the code wrong. They should have given it to number 25, which was my other entry. I'm like, well, you know what? It all evens out, my friend.
Number one should have won, but number 25.
Well, you know what? The same guy gets the money either way, so relax yourself.
Oh, you get some cash money?
5,000 pet? $50. I get 50 fucking bucks.
Oh, shit. That's why you turn on the heat by name brand cereal.
Turn it on the heat. All right. That made me laugh. Oh, never mind. You meant literally turn it on the heat. I thought you were referencing buying cereal as turning on the heat.
Yeah, me too. It's like, what a strange way to
put
that.
I forgot I actually mentioned I was turning on the heat. I like that. I'm going to use that as a phrase. Oh, shit, I'm turning on the heat. What does that mean? I'm buying a large Jamba Juice.
Well, there everybody says making it rain. I say I'm turning on the heat.
Danelle took part in some sort of survey at Kaiser, and as payment they give you like Babies R Us gift cards, and so she's been collecting them, and she had them all in one little envelope. I'm like, oh shit, let's go to Babies R Us and make it rain.
I got pacifiers, motherfucker.
Just walk up to the counter, boom, dance for me.
Show me some onesies in a 6 month, bitch. The good stuff, not the shop stuff you short of the hoi polloi. I don't think gangsters use the phrase hoi polloi.
Probably
now
not.
Now that I think about it.
But they will now.
Yeah. What's up, my hoi polloi? Because they're gangsters. They're going to misuse it.
Yep.
Because they don't care what society says either.
Indeed.
Noah, what were you up to this week?
Let me think.
I'll wait here.
Nothing exciting.
Okay, that's great.
Oh, wait. I did... Was that after? Yes. I did go to a bike ride over to Tiburon on Saturday after we recorded.
Okay, and what'd you do on that bike ride?
I rode a bike.
Did your ass get sore? Did you see naked chicks in the park? Did you enjoy the bike ride? Was the weather horrible?
I did
enjoy
the bike ride.
Paint us a word picture. You fuck.
Well, alright. I'm on my bike. I'm going really fast. And I go by Annie and I punch him in the fucking head.
Yeah!
Do you really go really fast? Do you go really fast on your bike or do you keep it at a reasonable pace?
I didn't go really fast because I was with my friends and they don't go really fast. I mean, we go a decent clip, but I wasn't like going all out. Although I would like to go on my own. Because I have a nicer bike, like I have an actual road bike. But I would like to go on my own and see if I can keep up with some of the other people who wear, like, spandex and everything. I was like, I don't know if I can go that fast.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie, then. Oh!
Last night?
We went one way, and then we took the ferry back across from Tiburon. Uh-huh.
Who's the ferry?
It's the boat that goes in the water.
Is it a guy who you have sex with?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
And I watched a movie called The Visitor,
which
was pretty good. This guy comes home and finds he has an apartment, but he was out of town working on a book. And he comes back home and he finds these people living there that he doesn't know. But then he feels bad and he gets a little friendship with them. And then one of his, the guy gets arrested because he's an illegal immigrant. So he's trying to help him stay in the country. So they bond. Good movie.
James Bond?
No, not James Bond.
Odd.
No. Simon Le Bond?
not Simon Lamont. Oh, did I have the donut? No, I didn't have the donut hamburger last time.
That is a weird open-ended question, sir.
The donut.
I had a hamburger inside a donut last Saturday.
Oh, that's right. You said you were going to do that. And Tim and I both said...
It was pretty good. No. How was that atrocity against mankind?
Delicious. It wasn't like the best...
Yeah, it has blood pressure.
It wasn't the best hamburger I ever had, but it was decent. It came with cheddar, bacon, and the donut was not homemade, but made at the place, not a store-bought donut or made by someone else, and it had bacon on it.
So along with the bacon and the cheddar, it had bacon?
Yeah, had bacon on top of bacon.
All right, double bacon for the extra baconed in goodness.
Apparently you can get a double of that burger, too. Like, that was on the menu. Woo, I did not go for it.
Now, okay. Is it a Krispy Kreme donut? Is it a good donut?
It's a good donut. It's made there, so it's not...
Okay, good.
Donut. It's their donut.
Because I knew Krispy. There was a thing with Krispy Kreme donuts making those into burger patties. I mean, burger buns.
Wasn't that named like the Luther Vandross or something?
What? Isn't he dead?
Yeah, but I think.
Did they name it after him after he died?
No, I think it was before.
Oh, okay. That's a little less fucked up. Not a ton, but a little.
The Luther
okay,
burger.
So in summary. Noah took a super healthy bike ride to Tiburon and then stuck pure death in his face hole.
Yeah, it's on Wikipedia. Luther Burger. Luther Burger, or Donut Burger, is a hamburger or cheeseburger with one or more glazed donuts in place of the bun. These sandwiches have disputed origin and tend to run between approximately 800 and 1,500 calories.
Oh!
Yep. It says, according to legend, the burger was named for and was a favorite and possible invention of singer-songwriter and record producer Luther Vandross.
I think it's called the Luther Burger because it is your arch nemesis.
Yeah. It's your veins kryptonite. Oh, I almost failed at that word. I forgot to mention that last night I was reminded that my wife is completely and totally awesome. We were going to bed. She was feeling... Mm-hmm. She was still a little bit awake.
I think I know where this is going.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, so she asked if I wanted to stay up and watch like some more TV, and I was like, no, I think I'm going to try to fall asleep.
Turn down the lights.
She goes, okay, well, then I'm going to watch a movie on my iPad. I was like, all right. So yeah. She just, you know, rolls over and cranks out, and then she turns back. She's like, hey, how about From Dusk Till Dawn? Is that scary, or is it just, like, mostly bloody? It's not scary. It's just, like, violent and gory. She goes, okay. So she starts watching that. I'm still awake. I'm, I don't know, playing some game on my iPhone. And, you know, because that's what people do nowadays instead of both reading in bed. We play with our electronics and don't talk to each other. We're very waspy that way.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, so so she gets probably about a third of the way through the movie and then pauses it and turns and goes, hey, I get the strong feeling that there's going to be some titties on screen soon. You want to watch? I'm like, oh, that's so nice of you.
That's exactly where I thought I was going. Instead of looking at the titties that are right next to me, I'm going to look at the titties on screen.
Oh, no. I was looking at the titties that were right next to me. But it was so nice that those titties wanted me to see other titties.
Tim found that very funny.
I did. Handy. There's going to be some titties on the screen. Wait, you possess titties. Why don't I just look at those titties? I can touch those titties. Smell them.
titty residue.
That made me happy. Speaking of things that make me happy, let's go to our high five for this week.
High five, 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 five.
Indeed.
Oh, whoa, look at that. Look at that segue.
That is a segue and a half. You can fucking take the owner of it off a cliff with that.
That segue was smooth like a cat's tongue. Right. So, Noah, you going to describe it for us?
Yes. Tim didn't ask to clarify, so I don't know what list he picked. But I was thinking about songs that always make you happy. I don't know if I said that, but Andy asked. But it doesn't really matter.
As opposed to songs that sometimes make you happy and other times make you sad.
Yeah. You're like, I love this song. It makes me so happy. Like, it's a bipolar song.
Well, there could be songs that make you happy if you're in the right mood.
all right, none of these songs have magical powers to cheer me up no matter what's going on. Like, Tim, your dad died, but wait, ooh, yeah, let's do the beat. Sing it.
Well, I didn't take it to that extreme.
Well, the way Noah, not Noah, Andy just said it, like, in circumstances, sometimes, if you don't have the circumstances in the right situation, then it doesn't make you happy.
Tim, your dad just died, but here's some Harry Belafonte.
Dale! Mr. Dale!
Oh, no, why?
What?
The children.
You're like, come in, we want to come home?
No. Then Noah's singing.
Okay.
So, high five songs that make us happy.
Here we go. Always make you happy. Every time. Every single fucking time you could be fucking stabbed in the leg. You'd be like, oh, shit. I love me some Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Big
wheel keep on turning. My leg keep on bleeding. Bleeding. Bleeding.
Bleeding, bleeding
into
sidewalk.
My Crocs.
All right, I'll start off.
Do it.
My first one is by the just mentioned Harry Belafonte. Jump in the line.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at me go. That is a good one.
Danelle and I were just talking about how, like, we heard that song. Not just, but we're talking about you hear that song at the end of Beetlejuice, and I don't know that I've ever heard it again.
I have it on my iPod, man. I love fucking jam.
Well, I meant like any other, like, I never hear it on the radio. I've never heard it in any other movies.
I had heard it before I heard it in Beetlejuice, though.
All right.
So, that's my first one. Jump in the line, Harry Belafonte. Just, you know, listen to it. It's got a nice little beat. The song's so happy. And it makes me think of that scene from Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I bet it does. But
there's actually been a time where I watched just the end of Beetlejuice just so I can see that scene.
You watched it just for underage what's her head?
That's right. I was like, yeah. Fuck the show, you.
No. I love how that song just starts off like you just want to dance.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. As your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance with us, you can suck my behind.
All right, so now that we've safely danced, Tim, let's continue in tan order.
All right, I'm going to go with, this is a fairly recent song, but it fucking always gets me in a good mood. I always got to sing along to it. Usually, when I get to the end, I have to hit repeat so I can get it one more time. And that's Hold My Hand by Michael Jackson and Akon. Off the album Michael, the posthumous album Michael. I love that song.
You fucking love it?
I love it, even though it's not a particularly happy message. It's like we're all gonna die, so let's be happy, or so let's fuck. Basically, that's essentially the theme of the song. Like, the nights are getting darker, and there's no peace in sight. Let's fuck.
All right,
that's how you gotta do it. Fuck it.
I love that song. Yes.
All right. Well, speaking of songs about fucking. Next, or the first one on my list is 3.14 by the Bloodhound Gang.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't love a song just dedicated to vaginas?
Me.
I don't think Tim approves of your selection.
If the Bloodhound Gang disappeared from the face of the earth tomorrow, I would shed nary a tear.
Aww.
For some reason, all their music is gone. I'd be like, oh, are there Cheetos?
But then how would you know what to do if the roof was on fire?
They didn't come up with that.
I know. They just sang about it very laconically.
So what's the three? I assume this song is about pie?
The roof is on fire.
Yes, metaphorically. The whole song is about vaginas.
Mm.
We don't need no water, let the motherfucker burn.
Wrong song. I need to find a new vagina. Well, fuck you both. I love it. Makes me happy. I don't care what it does to you.
Makes me unhappy. Makes me angry.
Then that makes me double happy.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Oh, I would love you when you're angry.
Why? Because you'll start talking in a high-pitched voice and spitting?
What?
Let's get back to our list.
Well, it's your move there, buddy.
All right. I think this one was expected. Laverne and Shirley, theme song.
Yeah.
Every time I hear it, I'm just like, oh shit, that's right.
Samir, Shamazo, Huffenfest Incorporated.
We're gonna do it. Take off your pants, we'll take it. Do the naked dance, we'll make it. We're gonna take you in your butt. Paint your butt
always.
Oh, is that how it goes? My bad. Well, sticking with the TV show theme. No? All right. The theme from The Muppet Show.
Ah, yes.
That is just a doom, jaunty tune.
Doom, doom, doop, 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 doop.
It's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to raise the curtain on the Muppet Show tonight.
It's time to rape your mother. It's
what?
Time to fuck her right.
No.
What? No?
Fuck that bitch.
Whoa. Now.
Okay. So, You Are My Sunshine is the next on my list.
Hey, I thought about using that one.
Yeah. Well, my dad used to sing it to me when I was a kid. So it's got a special place in my heart. Not only is it an awesome song, but, you know, it's got sentimental value.
Well, we also sang it in chamber senior year.
Yes, we did sing You Are My Sunshine in chamber.
My wife sings it to my kid.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
All right, on to my third one. Lean On Me by Bill Withers. Such a, you know, hey, buddy, I'll help you out. You need something?
Rely on me.
Lean on me. Lean on me, buddy. When you're too drunk.
When you got herpes.
Maybe you should lean over there.
Did I say lean on me? I meant lean on that pole over there. It's cool.
Yeah. Why don't you scrub up and then we'll talk to you later. mine? Me?
Yes.
I'm going to go with Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees.
Oh, very nice. And I love these things in that high-pitched voice. Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a woman's man.
Fucking, I'm sure he was getting mad pussy in the 70s, son.
Probably.
Don't you worry about it.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake does a lot of stuff in falsetto, too. And panties drop hard as soon as he walked in.
Drop hard.
He also does Barry Gibbs. Wait, not Barry Gibbs. The other Gibbs brother.
Yes. Randy
Andy
Gibbs.
Gibb.
Yeah.
Randy Gibbs.
Talking it up on the Barry Gibbs talk show. Ha, 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 ha,
I remember when we were watching, it was some SNL thing, and fucking Jimmy Fallon just could not, like, not crack.
It's the cowbell
skit.
Oh,
so skit. Was any sketch that Jimmy
Fallon
was in?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of them.
Pretty much.
The cowbell skit with Will Ferrell and... Oh, fuck, what's his name?
No, I was specifically talking about what Tim mentioned. Like, we were watching, it was a bunch of different things, and just fucking he always cracked.
Yeah.
It's like, really, you can't hold together? What?
Mm-hmm. I was going to add a song. I was swapping out songs on my list as we went, and I was like, well, technically that song is contained in my next song, so I really don't need to have both songs on the list.
Okay.
And so it has been removed.
Well, Tim hums and hums. I'll go on to my next one. Yes. And that is White and Nerdy by Weird Al.
The audience is listening.
The audience is tuned out.
White and Nerdy.
That went to like number 7 on the dance charts.
Which
really?
Is awesome.
Yeah.
Crazy. He's doing it.
He is doing it. He's getting it done. Has anybody heard his new album?
No, I have not.
He was on Comedy Bang Bang. Yeah, that's right. Comedy Bang Bang. talking about his new album, but they may have even played a cut from it. I don't remember, but
oh well. Let me partially take that back. They did a TV show, like a special or whatever, for the tour of whatever that new album is called.
Mm-hmm.
And the name escapes me. And I did watch that with my wife. So there was like old songs on there. There were some new ones. It wasn't the whole album, and it was all live performances. So I haven't technically heard the album, but I have heard some of the new songs from it.
Okay. Well, that counts.
All right. So yes, sort of, should have been my answer. Alrighty, Noah. What makes you happy?
You Make My Dreams. By Hall Notes.
Oh, that is a happy song.
You make my dreams come true.
Oh yeah, I've heard Perform This Way off the Weird Al album. Song. Anyway, back to Noah.
So yeah, that's it. I just every time I hear that song, I'm just like, fucking, I just want to dance.
Makes me think of The Wedding Singer.
It does. It was in The Wedding Singer.
No. Yes, it was in The Wedding Singer.
I don't remember. I remember other songs from Wedding Singer. I don't remember that one. I do remember it from 500 Days of Summer, though.
Uh-huh. I've never seen 500 Days of Summer. It was a montage where they were getting ready for the wedding. Where Adam Sandler was helping Drew Barrymore get ready for the wedding.
They had a little montage where he was dancing around town in 500 Days of Summer. It's a good montage song.
It is a good montage song.
So yeah, I just hear that song. I'm just like, yeah. Generally, a lot of 80s songs make me happy.
80s is a good decade for songs. Speaking of the 80s, this next artist was the king of the 80s and the king of pop when he released this single in 1982, Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
That song makes you happy?
How does it not make you happy?
I mean, I like it, but it made me happy.
What?
It's a song about a paternity suit. Well, a paternity claim.
It's the dancing song ever?
That's right.
Song that gave us the moonwalk?
Yes.
I listen to this song, well, not so much anymore, but I used to listen to the song at least 3 times a day. And I don't mean like years ago. I mean since my son's been born, because we read somewhere that like when you're rocking a baby to sleep, it's better to use like a fast. It's better to use fast music as opposed to, you know, like going slow, because like the fast music actually helps him calm down faster. I don't know how, like the fast movement.
Oh no, I totally believe it. My dad used to bounce me to Sweet Georgia Brown.
Well, my wife first picked Staying Alive, which is funny because that was the wrong one right before this. And then, so I picked Billie Jean. I think I went with Dancing Machine first, but then I started picking Billie Jean. And so, like, whenever I go to put him down for a nap, we always hear Billie Jean together.
All right.
And the point is, still not sick of it. Still love it every time.
Very good.
Like, oh, is it time for Billie Jean? Fuck yes, it is. Let's do this.
I wish I skipped a nap more.
I'm about to rock it to the Billie Jeans of the world.
Well, I'm going to go back a little further than the 80s. I'm going to go back to the 1850s and toss in the Anvil Chorus, also known as the Gypsy Chorus.
That makes you happy?
Yeah.
Huh.
From Verdi's Il Trovatore, which, apologies to all Italian speakers for mangling that. Yeah, it makes me happy.
I don't know what that is.
I think I'll put Chambers' version underneath us.
Excellent.
It's that Chi del Gitano.
It's the one where you hear the dong ding dong ding dong ding underneath them. You would know it. It's iconic.
Sounds kind of oppressive.
No, they're singing about how happy they are to be working and drinking.
Working for the
yes,
man.
Yes, let us be drinking.
Yep.
We should have just sang it in English. I don't know why we didn't. That would have been awesome.
Yep.
Okay.
Give me a tankard.
Let's see.
Noah, hit us with your number one, with a bullet.
Are we already on my... Oh, we are. Okay. Number one, this is not a song that you would think would make me happy, but it's Use
Everybody
Me.
Hurts by R.E.M.
No, Use Me by Bill Withers. Tim Fuzz's joke was very funny.
What?
I said Tim Fuzz's joke was very funny.
Oh, no, Tim was correct. His joke was funny. Now, what was your song?
Yeah.
Oh, Use Me by Bill Withers.
I'll use you, baby.
It's Whoa. Just about a guy who's, you know, basically all his friends are telling him that this girl is just using him, but he's like, you know what? It feels so damn good that I don't care.
You're right. I can't see why that would make you happy.
I don't know. It's just doing this kind of funky bass line.
Not something happy like a paternity test.
Those are always good times.
Yeah, you
go get one right now.
Maury made a career out of that shit.
Yeah, just say it's a good song. I listen to it. I'm like, yeah, I gotta listen to this again.
He's your kid, you deadbeat father.
Huh, I don't know that I've ever heard it. I know that I will when I go to look up these songs to play them underneath us.
Yeah, I just looked it up, played a couple of seconds, like, nope, I don't know this. All right, Tim, so what's your top of the high five?
All right, well, this may lead into this may be foreshadowing of a future high five, a fairly near future high five, next week's high five. It is.
Way to narrow it down for us.
No problem. A Small World Holiday. It's the version that they play on It's a Small World at Disneyland from November to early January every year, where it is mixed in with It's a Small World, Jingle Bells, and Deck the Halls mixed into one song.
Huh. I can see that would make you happy.
I listen to that when it's nowhere near Christmas. Like, oh, is it March? Let's fucking crank that shit.
Crank it up. That Freedom Rock, turn it up.
You and my sister-in-law. I was visiting her one July, and she had Christmas music playing.
Really?
She said, yep, really.
And that the other song I almost put on my list was Just Jingle Bells, because I fucking love that song. I will whistle it for no good reason.
Just Jingle Bells? Never heard that version. Yeah.
Lick my stink box.
Gladly.
Well played. Andy, it is to you.
All right. Well, I'm glad Tim didn't steal this from me. because the number one song that always makes me happy is the sound of my balls slapping up against Noah's mom's ass. It's got a good beat, and it always makes me hungry. I'm so glad I got that out there.
You stole that from Dave Attell, you bastard.
Let him enjoy himself. So he goes to a strip club. Why? To see a naked woman? He does not need to pay to see a naked woman. He's there for the music. All right, everyone? And we all know what your favorite song is. And that would be your slapping against a hooker's ass. It's got a great beat, and it always makes you hungry. Now.
Yes, I did. And I spent the whole time going, oh, Tim, please don't do this one. Tim, please don't do this one.
Really? You really thought I was going to go for that, huh?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to go for that.
No.
Someone's fucking jamming.
What?
Some vehicle outside that's just fucking got music cranked up.
Out Noah's window. All
right.
I have some honorable mentions.
Do it.
Put a Ring on It by Beyonce.
Do you mean All the Single Ladies?
That one. I could not remember the name of it. I was like, I don't think I put a ring on
it. I thought it was just called Single Ladies.
Actually, yeah, yes. It's just called Single Ladies.
Single Ladies, yes. You're right.
All right, double
fan. That is a good fucking pick. That is a happy song. It always makes my wife happy.
I know. I was like, it makes me happy, too. I'm just like, oh. I know Andy doesn't care for it.
Nope.
And
nope.
And lastly, September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Do you remember?
September.
I don't know the words.
That's funny. By saying, do you remember? I did.
Yep. I do now.
Or by singing. All right. My honorable mentions. Thank You by Dido.
All right.
That's me and my wife's song. And I like it. There you go. Copacabana by Barry Manilow.
Not the Copa.
That is certainly not me and my wife's song. How Do You Do from either Song of the South or Splash Mountain.
Very
that
good.
That's just another one. That's just one of those happy Disney songs. Like, doodly-doo, skiddy-ba-doo-ba-doo-dee, doodly-doo, ba-doo-ba-dee-doo-doo, doodly-dee. Just walking down. You just picture yourself whistling and walking down the street listening to it. Like, ha-ha, good times. And I have the instrumental version from the ride. I like it. I like it a lot. I used to use it to wake my...
Skip-leep-leep-ee.
Exactly. I used to use it to wake myself up in the morning when I had a stereo that had an alarm set into it, so that that would be my alarm. It would just play the first track on the CD.
Very good.
And I had to stop doing that because I hated getting up in the morning, and so I started hating that song. I'm like, why does this song always wake me up? So then I started using Celine Dion's "My Heart Will Go On." I'm like, I don't care if I hate this song. And my last honorable mention is the Indiana Jones theme. I don't know why I whistle that all the time. Like, if I just have a moment to myself, like, to the point where my son has started to respond to it. Like, if I whistle, he'll look around, like, what's up, Dad? We doing something? We making moves?
Let's go. Let's do this.
Let's go. Balla. Andy, what things are honorable and worth mentioning?
Well, I already mentioned Sweet Georgia Brown. Also for the, reminds me of my childhood. Now, it makes me happy, but it also calms me down. Bach's Air on the G-String. And I also put in Vivaldi's Spring from the Four Seasons.
Look at you trying to sound cultured. Just fucking put some pop songs in there, you douchebag.
Those songs do make me happy.
I listen to classical music all the time.
Hey, Noah said always make me happy.
And I'm wearing my spats and a monocle, and I head on down, and I am the 1%. How you like that, bitches?
They make spats for Crocs now?
Of course. They're called Spocks.
All right.
They're called ugly fucking shoe accessories.
They're called Get the Fuck Out of the Country Club. All right.
All right.
I think we've done it.
We did it. Nailed it shut.
It has been done.
I think the album art for this week is going to be that picture of Leonardo DiCaprio walking where he looks all happy with a musical note behind him.
Alrighty.
Do you not know what I'm talking about?
Nope. I know what you're talking about.
Andy, knowyourmeme.com.
Know it. Study it. Learn it.
Oh, man. You know what meme made me really happy this last week?
Nope.
I think it was Ohio State put out something about it's a culture, not a costume. And it was like a picture of like a Japanese student, and she's holding up a picture of somebody dressed as a geisha with like a disapproving look on her face. So apparently the internet got a hold of that and started doing things like a guy dressed up in a dog suit and the picture's being held by a golden retriever. And worse than that, it was just so awesome.
All right.
What happened?
I was just thinking, like, I guess because it's a culture that's offensive to dress up like it.
Well, that was what the students were trying to say, but the internet doesn't like when people get offended by things, so the internet tries to offend them more, like, even harder.
Oh, yes.
So,
I was like, oh, that was, sorry, calling somebody a nigger's offensive? Well, we're going to go ahead and call you nigger faggot. How's that?
how do you like those? I like them apples.
Wow, he is chipper. Look at that. Look at you, Leo. Got a spring in your step. Happy days are here again.
I can't believe you've never seen that. And then it gets edited into all sorts of things where he's either walking by things that are also happy or walking by things that are horribly unhappy. And so, by contrast, he looks funny. So there you go. Now you know, at the end of the episode, the explanation of our album art. Exciting. No.
Indeed.
My wife agrees that it is not, in fact, exciting at all.
All right.
And so with that...
We bid you a fond adieu.
We let our curtain come to a close for yet another Tancast fuckery. Noah, any parting words?
Oh, excuse me.
nope, but parting burps, apparently.
Parting burps. All right, everybody. You're doing it.
Doing it every day. Don't be so fucking gay.
Andy, you're not going to say it?
Oh, sorry. You're riding the queef.
For listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the Tancast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official Tancast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. Tancast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blogs, and find links to the official Tancast Twitter page, the official Tancast Facebook page, and the official Tancast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to Tancast. You're doing it.
Tancast.
I'm recording.
All right.
Well, I'm glad you checked 55 minutes into the episode.
I was letting Roberto know. He was knocking.
I figured, but that was funnier to say that you weren't.
Yep. Come on in.
Roberto, is the house fucking on fire? No.
All right.
The fuck out. Do you have Andy's baby with you?
He's come to weigh his fat ass. He just took off his pants.
Okay.
Wait, what? Do you have the only scale in the apartment?
You weigh 183 pounds, dude. I was pressing on it while he was standing on it. You weigh 171 pounds? You gain weight, fat fuck. Sorry.
Sticking with the interruption theme, here comes my baby.
I knew it.
Yep.
That train's never late.
Choo choo, baby train's coming.
I want to go see Tim.
You can't see Tim, buddy. This is audio only.
Tim is too far away.
Yep, Tim is too far, far away. You can't see him from here.
I'm in another galaxy, Tim. Fighting Darth Vader.
I'm here, buddy.
They can hear you, buddy.
Eat a dick.
Noah's telling you to eat something.
Eat a hot dog.
Yeah, eat a hot dog.
They are delicious.
True. I am your father.
Oh, I feel sorry for the guy who had to do that sound effect over and over again. Really?
Didn't they just loop it?
No, buddy.
Possibly.
I'm talking to them right now. All right, so second on my list is going to be you. All right, I got to get rid of this thing.
Do you
buddy.
Mean your child?
Yes. Buddy, you're very cute, but go back to mommy.
There's this thing over here. He's bothering me, asking me questions.
Yeah, he's at that point where it like doesn't matter what's going on. You're just going to get like a... Well, okay, he's my son, so it's going to continue for the rest of his life. But you just get a nonstop running commentary about everything that's going on.
Yep.
Oh, like he's like, you're recording right now. You're sitting in the chair.
Mm-hmm.